The world's top artists are once again gathering in Venice, Italy. Every 2 years, countries send their best to the Venice Biennale art exhibition, and Simone Lee is representing the United States, and she is the first Black woman to do so. Lauren Williams of member station WBUR got the tough assignment, Ticket to Venice, and has our story.
Walk through Venice's tight alleys crammed with tourists and trek over the city's ancient canals dotted with singing gondoliers. You'll see it, the gated entrance to the Venice Biennale. This century-old event is a massive international production, equal parts exhibition and diplomatic affair. A series of pavilions are spread across the grounds, and each hosts work from the nation they represent. Most of the structures are familiar from years past, but this year, the U.S. pavilion is unrecognizable.
People are like gobsmacked when they turn the corner, walk down the corridor that faces the U.S. pavilion, and see the utter transformation.
It's the work of Simone Lee, the first Black American woman to be awarded the Biennale Commission. The facade is just as unique as the moment it's in. Jill Medvedow is the director of Boston's Institute of Contemporary Art, which curated Lee's work for the Biennale.
We're standing right in front of the U.S. Pavilion, where Simone Lee has created a new facade. In fact, it's a piece entitled Facade, and it consists of wooden columns and thatched roofing that are reminiscent of an African palace.
In front of the facade is a monumental 24-foot-high bronze sculpture called Satellite. It's so tall that you can walk under its legs. It's a female form, as are most of her designs. This one draws on Dimba headdresses, which originate from West Africa. But Lee has replaced the head with a satellite dish that transmits the solidity of Black women. Delita Martin, a printmaker from Houston, looks on in awe.
Just the scale, it's so immersive, and it takes you into the work, and it actually makes me think about womanhood and my linkage to past, you know, my history, my cultural history, history with my family.
Enter the exhibit, and a statue of a woman washing clothes stands in a reflecting pool. Inside, 8 bronze and ceramic sculptures adorned with raffia and cowrie shells are arranged in stark white rooms. At a press conference, Lee says she uses history from across the African diaspora to craft her art.
I chose the title Sovereignty because I was trying to figure out a way to point to ideas of self-determination. You know, the real purpose of Black feminist thought is our desire to be ourselves and to have control over our own bodies.
Sovereignty, or freedom from external control. This idea is not lost on her audience. For visitor Erica Dupree, seeing Lee's sculptures is an all-encompassing experience.
It represents everything from our past, current, and future. I've never seen anything or felt anything like it. I feel seen. It's hard for me not to be in tears. We've never been seen. So it's pretty amazing.
Dupree isn't the only tearful attendee. Seeing the Black female form presented as inescapable, captivating figures is deeply moving for others too. Twin photographers Jalen and Jibril Duhamel stand outside facing Lee's massive sculpture and discuss how Lee's work, while inspired by Black history, is inventive.
Because of the intensity and violence of our history, it's almost like we have this obsession of revisiting it.
The way they see it, Lee is helping light the way for the future of Black art. Jibril says that the balance between power and sensitivity in her sculptures is a model for his own work.
It just touched me on in a sense of beauty and form. I love the beauty of it and the form of it, and maybe that's shallow and reductive of her exhibition, but it moved me in that way, and I was happy, and I was satisfied and inspired.
Lee stands strong in the fact that her primary audience is Black women, and her ability to touch the heart of her audience is uncanny. Shante Mitchell, a visitor from Memphis, says that the bronze and ceramic sculptures made her feel connected.
I'm not by myself in some of the things that I think about and feel. Yeah, she put it in the art.
American visitors will be able to witness Lee's work in her first major survey exhibition next year. First stop of the traveling tour will be in Boston. For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Williams.
And before we end the hour, today is day one of the Atlantic hurricane season. And with the climate changing, storms are increasingly unpredictable. But forecasters expect a busy summer. Up to 10 named storms could form in the Atlantic. And that is above average again. And think about this. The past 2 years, experts ran out of letters to name storms, so they began on the Greek alphabet. In the Pacific, Hurricane Agatha has slammed into Mexico, killing at least 11 people in torrential floods, and its remnants could reform in the Gulf of Mexico.